Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, this is Otaku Movie Anatomy, breaking down and reviewing some of the best and worst in the animated film genre. Is its power level over 9,000, or is it just another Yamcha? Find out now on Otaku Movie Anatomy!
Do-do-do-do-do!
Hey,
doo, guys! Doo. Welcome to Otaku Movie Anatomy!
Woo!
They're excited. We're excited.
We get confused when there's no music, is what happened, actually.
Yeah. That was really weird. But yeah, so today we're discussing Dragon Ball Battle of Gods, the movie. So you guys better start powering up now.
Get powered.
Because it's
going
to take at least another 4 hours.
So you guys might have noticed that there is no Jonathan Mezza tonight. Instead, we have
Maxwell Song.
I'm Maxwell Song. I just wore his skin. And
oh,
I ate
Christ.
Him. Yeah. And now I've taken his identity. So, sorry about that.
But Jonathan's out this week, but we are here this week. Hey! I am Chubby Bunny Michelle. You can find me at I Am Chubby Bunny.
And I am Yuma Ninja. You can find me everywhere at Yuma Ninja.
All right. So, let's get into this business. This terrible business.
All right.
So, everybody on the internet, you told us, hey, you guys should do some Dragon Ball Z movies because they're really
so
great.
So, this is it.
This is the
this
one.
Is it.
This is the one movie out of the new movies that they've chosen to.
To be clear, Jonathan Mezza chose this movie.
Jonathan did choose this movie.
Now he's not even here.
We want to make very clear. Michelle and I are not aware of the Dragon Ball universe.
They're Dragon Ball like scrub lords.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
So this movie was very,
I'm sure, totally out of context. Like, what is going on? And, you know, I would love to say, like, oh, yeah, it just, like, is that crazy. You know, it, like, gets that crazy and it was normal at one point. It's not. It's like, started that crazy and it has ended that crazy and now they're perpetuating its craziness.
Cool.
So, I guess let's go with the history first. It's the 18th movie in the Dragon Ball Z series.
18?
Yeah.
That's too many.
Jeez.
Released in March 30.
Wait. In comparison, how many Naruto movies are there, though? Like, not 18.
There's
really?
like 7 movies.
Oh, I feel like
there's like 11.
Now,
there's
right?
like 11.
11?
I'm pretty sure it's double digits.
2, 3. I know there's
it's
3 Naruto
digits.
Movies.
Because there's at least.
Oh, there's like 5 like Shippuden movies,
Shippuden,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too many.
So it was the first anime to be screened at IMAX, which is pretty interesting. But that looks amazing. In March 30th, 2013. But you know,
also in 3D
animation in IMAX is pretty cool. Like if you've ever seen, like I think I saw Paprika in IMAX. Though it's obviously not the Dragon Ball Z movie. Like you know, they obviously put way more love into it. I would have to say the animation was, besides those like little subpar moments where like, oh, that's definitely from Vietnam, the rest of it was pretty A-okay. It was very sharp, nice to see. The critics consider it a film only for fans of the series.
Sure
and
is.
That totally makes sense because
sure
it just drops
is.
You right in. You're
they
just,
do. There's a little intro part at the beginning of the movie where you do get like,
kind
and
of?
this is what these things are. I'm like, okay, cool. I remember I was writing things down. So like, I remember this guy, and I was like, oh, I guess they're not all bad guys anymore. All right, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, but then they also introduce like the whole history of characters that they had, you know, which is all even like the secondary characters because it starts off with it being Bulma's birthday, and basically stays there for 80% of the movie. The 80% of the movie is about Bulma's birthday. I kid you not. Like, oh, God, I don't even need to really do a synopsis, but I'm going to, I guess.
Just do the beginning, and then just pick the sense in the middle, and then just do the end.
It'll be real simple.
Beginning, so, there's a cat.
Lord Beerus is the god of destruction, which he is the god of destruction in the 7th realm, and if you know anything about Dragon Ball, there's these other guys called Kais, like Supreme Kai or whatever, and they're like the guardians of the world. This is a god of destruction, and his whole purpose is to bring balance into the universe by destroying planets so that new planets can be created. So Clearly, he's, like, kind of a badass, but he's not necessarily evil. It's just, like, the thing that he does. And so he wakes up from his, like, nap of
35 years? He cut it short. It was, like, 35, I think.
It was, like, super short, 30 years, 35 years. It doesn't really matter. He was asleep for a while, but he was like, it's a nap, whatever. And so, you know, he had a dream where he fights the Super Saiyan God. And so he's like, I gotta go find this god. And he goes.
Or no, it was foretold by a tadpole that lives in a fishbowl on a scepter.
But
which
it
was very
it told them 35 years ago. Yeah, I forgot about that. He's called the Seer, and he is literally
a tadpole
in a little bowl that like floats around. And I actually thought that was cool as hell.
It was a scepter with a fishbowl with the thing in it, but no one was holding it. So the scepter is just floating around also?
Yeah, the scepter is just floating around, but he's inside the bowl.
Right.
This shit seems so arbitrary to me.
I saw that. I was like, that's so specific. I wonder if it's from something else. I don't think it is, though.
It's just a tadpole.
It's just a tadpole.
Jesus Christ, Dragon Ball.
So, Akira Toriyama, if you don't know, he's basically done Dragon Ball for forever. But he's also done Dr. Slump. If you guys know anything about Chrono Trigger, he did all the art for Chrono Trigger.
Right, yeah.
And so obviously, like, if you're a fan of manga, you have not heard of Dragon Ball Z, except for these guys, which apparently they have never, like, even tried to gleam. Though, to be fair, it is the most shonen anime.
I tried to watch it in my youth, because everyone's like, oh, everyone's watching this other anime, and I only watched this other anime, so I tried watching it, and I was like, this is ridiculous how long it takes for things to get done, so I just stopped watching it.
Because, like,
it just wasn't pleasing at all.
Yeah, I have two brothers, and they're super into it, and I'm just like, this shit is awful.
Let's not say that. This movie is not indicative of how great the series actually is.
So finish your synopsis.
But anyway, the synopsis, he goes to Earth.
This cat goes to Earth.
And then we cut to Goku, and he's on. He's in the underworld with King Kai, and he's, like, doing training. And King Kai is like, oh, no, we shouldn't piss this guy off, because he's, like, the god of destruction. You can't kill him, because he's a god. I guess he can die or whatever. But basically, he's so strong that no one should mess with him. Just so strong, ridiculously strong. So, of course, Goku tries to fight him because that's what Goku does. He just fights literally anything that can throw a punch. And then he just gets totally defeated in, like, two hits. And this is after Cell. This is after Buu Saga. So it's, like, kind of crazy. He also never goes into Super Saiyan 3. Anyway, the point is he gets defeated.
Isn't that when he has the longer hair? Because he had yellow hair, and then he had longer yellow hair. So there's one after that?
No, this is the longest yellow hair.
Okay, God mode is the longest.
Yeah, this is when his, like,
God mode is red
all the way down to, like, his, like, almost weirdly religious hair length.
Oh, so, like, okay.
And then he has, like, his simian brow comes out a lot.
Great.
Yeah.
So real quick, just want to say hello to everybody in chat. We are monitoring chat. So hi, Israel Soto, Flavian Emmanuel, and Gregory Castillo.
Hello.
Sup,
hopefully
dog?
You guys have heard of Dragon Ball.
Have you heard of the
Gregory
Dragon Ball?
Gregory Castillo said God mode was a disappointment.
God mode is a disappointment. Anyway, we will and continuing the synopsis, because I just want to get through this as fast as possible.
Just wrap it up.
This is nothing.
There's a birthday.
It's Bulma's birthday. The god gets bored, and he's like, I'm going to go find Vegeta, because apparently they're buddies. Like, everyone knows about this dude. Vegeta knows about this dude, blah, blah, blah. And so he goes over to Vegeta, and he's like, hey, Vegeta, what's up? I'm here to find the god. He's like, no god's here. Celebrate the birthday with us. And, of course, you know, they bring out all, like, the old cast. They have Parfait and... God, what is his name? It's like a...
Pig guy?
Yeah.
Pilaf? Little kid? Little
Pilaf. Pilaf. I was going to say risotto.
I saw you, like, thinking. I was like, yeah. I know it's one of the
foods. That was like a rice dish. and that's, you know, great. So, you know, they're all young now, and they basically wish themselves to be young. And so they're trying to get into mischief, trying to get the Dragon Balls for world domination, et cetera, et cetera. They're pointless. They're just comedic relief. And then this one girl... the one girl who's, like, super old in the series basically, like, is kind of, like, hooks up with Trunks at the end, which I thought was a really weird thing.
What? You mean the girl who got turned into a little girl?
Into a little girl.
Yeah, so there's three bad guys that are basically, like, Team Rocket. Okay. And
right.
Then,
and then one of them, I forget her name, but she's a part of...
Mai?
Yeah, maybe.
Me or Mai or something like that.
Yeah, but she was part of the Red Ribbon Army... Which if you know anything about the lore, was when Goku was a very small child. So she's like 41, basically. She's like, I'm turning 43, and then her and Trunks have this weird thing, and I'm just like, okay, that's weird. Anyway, so basically, you know, Lord Beerus is having a great time or whatever, and they're trying not to piss him off, and Vegeta has to do a bunch of stuff where, like, he just has to act a fool and is kind of, like,
just trying to make sure that he has, yeah, trying to make sure that the cat, whose name I refuse to remember,
Beerus,
has a good time. And then...
And then,
Oh, the pudding.
Yeah, the pudding. And so, like, so Majin Buu, or the fat Buu, won't share his pudding.
The bigger pig.
And he gets into a very big deal. And because apparently Beerus really needs that fucking pudding, like... Basically, it's like, you give him the pudding or he destroys the world. They didn't give him the pudding, so now he's going to destroy the world.
Over pudding,
And over pudding. And you know, the whole thing is, like, he's a god. He's lived forever, so it's like, you know...
But he's never
all the little things that, like, pudding. He's never encountered. Yeah, like, they have to be special or whatever. And that's how they explain it, but really it's like, whatever. That makes no sense to me.
It's just a cog in this whole plot wheel.
Yeah. So it's just like, don't give him any reason to piss him off. And that was the reason. And so everyone starts fighting him. Obviously, he kicks everyone's asses. And so Goku comes over, and they're like, hey, hold up. I have a solution. I'm going to find this god for you. So they use the Dragon Balls, and they wish
that are just laying around, I guess, now.
Yeah, and they wish for an explanation as to
what the saying god is.
Yeah, what the saying god is, instead of just wishing him dead or whatever, or away from them, or just protect the Earth, whatever. There's like 1,000 bajillion wishes. That would have been better than just explain to me this concept.
But how would they have moved that plot forward? That wish is a plot device.
No, clearly it is. But so is everything else in this whole movie. And so they figure it out. It's like you need five scenes, and they try it and like, oh, we failed. And they're like, just kidding, you need 6 scenes. And then that's when Videl is like, I'm pregnant, and now there's another Saiyan technically, and so we'll use the power of baby fetus. Which, like, I'm assuming was a fetus.
How does that even work?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's just so much convoluted shit in this
movie. First of all, this is a world where, like, some of their good friends are, like, a fucking pig and, like, an alien. And, like, one is, like, a ghost. And, like, you know, they have capsules that turn into buildings. Like, it doesn't really matter. There was a dog ninja.
Akira Toriyama had, like, you know, like, a dartboard that spun around. He's like, ugh, idea.
You've just decided to destroy creativity in your own brain as an adult. That's all you did, all right? That is some, like, great child imagination, like, the wonder of youth, you know?
So anyway, all these Saiyans get together, they combine their powers a la Sailor Moon, and they turn, what's his butt?
Goku
into God Mode, which gives him just red hair and kind of lame
and fire powers. And then he just kind of, like, the fight wasn't that great. They just zoom around a little bit, and then he just goes back into, like, Super Saiyan 1, and then tries to fight him because he doesn't realize he's, like, not a god anymore. And then he just was defeated, like, unceremoniously, and then he just kind of took pity on everyone, and he was just
like, cat's like,
you guys are pretty good guys, you know? It's like, I like you.
You forgot
character.
To mention the slap. Somebody's right. The slap.
Right, so this is
that
like...
That was the best part of the movie.
This is a pretty big part, only because, like, there's so many gifs of it, like, ever since that came out. Basically, so Bulma comes over to Beerus and, like, slaps him. He's like, I can't believe you ruined my party. And then his pin pan is so strong, it just went down. Bam.
He slaps the shit out of her, and he, like, throws her across the room. And then Vegeta gets, like, super mad, and he goes, you hit my Bulma or something.
Yeah, you hit my wife.
My wife. I couldn't understand the last
words. Or that's like, that's my wife.
Basically.
And I laughed
a lot during that, because I was like, whoa, I didn't think he'd hit that girl. Yeah. But she went now.
And for a second, you know, like, he surpasses Goku, but no one gives a fuck.
Like, it lasts for like 3 seconds of the movie.
So
that's the entire movie, everybody.
And then he comes back, and they're just eating sushi, and then more hilarious moments ensue, it makes my heart crawl.
Yeah, because this was supposed to be, you were saying, see, because it felt like a filler episode to me that was just too long.
It is, actually. I guess Akira like drew a manga of this happening of mm-hmm. Super. And so basically this movie is Super. That's how Super progresses, like in the new series Super. So they do fight Beerus. There's like an extra god, Chapa, and now they're kind of like basically doing the same thing that they're doing in this movie, just in a series format. And cool. Then there's also the second movie, which is the better of the two movies, which is Resurrection F, which is when they fight Frieza, which would have been way better. And I remember when this movie came out, a lot of people like, oh, I can't wait. Because if you think about it, the last time Dragon Ball Z made anything, I think there was some movies, but like the main stuff like was 98. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this was like kind of the first time anything Dragon Ball came out that was in the modern era of HD and super high res, digital 3D rendering, things like that. Like, everything before was old school animation. And so the reason that everyone else kind of like put their hopes on this movie is because it's like a new Dragon Ball thing. Yeah. And the weird thing is it doesn't technically break canon. The only reason that this whole arc kind of exists is to introduce the concept of Super Saiyan God mode. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's kind of disappointing, because
it shouldn't have been a whole movie, basically.
I'm not gonna I'm not gonna spoil this because it's
I'm definitely gonna watch those other movies.
Yeah. The second movie I will eventually probably do, because that movie is damn good. But basically they introduce Super Saiyan God mode.
Got it. All right.
His hair is blue.
All right.
Okay. So long as his hair isn't red anymore, guys.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Let's roll along to.
So, yeah, I mean, you can. What do we think? What do we think about this movie?
I just didn't, coming into it blind, I didn't understand what was going on. Well, like, I tried to pay attention to that. I tried not to Google anything on purpose so that I would just see how well they set up stuff to have someone understand. Obviously, I knew that Goku was the name of a character, but I didn't know that, like, he was a black-haired person that turned to a yellow-haired person. Like, that concept I had no idea about. So at the beginning of the movie, when they're showing, like, kind of like a recap of the whole season, like, there was once this boy, I was like, whoa, who's that? Whoa, who's that blonde kid? Oh, now there's another black-haired kid. Why do they all look the same? They're all wearing the same clothes.
Because, yeah, they're related.
I get it now. But now, as I'm watching the movie unfold, I remember typing in my notes like, oh, wait, okay, it's the same person. Okay, oh, those two combined. And then they look like the other person. Okay. Black hair versus yellow hair is very important. That's what I learned.
So for those of you just turning in, Michelle and I are not big on Dragon Ball. So it was pretty new to her. And, like, I know some stuff. But, like, yeah, most of it was just kind of lost on me.
All right. So I think I'm gonna quickly derail the conversation and ask our resident Dragon Ball Z expert, Max, some noob questions. And if you guys want to chime in online, any questions you want to ask him, feel free.
By all means.
But I'll get started. So in the intro, they're like Piccolo and Vegeta. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm
Vegeta. Vegeta.
Vegeta. They're, like, totally portrayed as bad guys, but they're definitely at that party. Did they just... Was it all like, oh, friendship won in the end, or what the hell happened?
No, they basically battled each other and then was like, we are bros of battle now.
Oh. So
that's the short answer. You want the long answer?
I do not. This seems like it's only an hour for this episode. Okay, so they.
Yeah.
Another question I had, which I kind of answered for myself, is why is turning blonde so important? Why does their hair color have to change to... And why did the cat? Why did the cat say, oh, I thought Saiyans all had black hair?
Well,
like, why is that important?
Because... So, Super Saiyans are technically something that's, like, in the myth of the race of Saiyans, right? So, they are all, like, battle people. It's a planet of fighters. Mm-hmm. They're raised to be fighters from birth. And they all have these monkey tails that turn them into giant monkeys. And that's why when you saw, like, the flashbacks of that giant monkey attacking stuff, that's actually a form that they have when they see the full moon.
Oh! I did not understand any of that monkey stuff.
So, yeah, that monkey confused the shit out of me.
Okay. The whole thing is, the origin of Dragon Ball basically started with the Momotaro story. So he's the monkey. You know how there's a pig and there's like a Kappa and everything?
Yeah, I remember there's a king riding a cloud and he's got a little stick.
Yeah. So he's Son Goku. And that's what it's all based on. So if you think about...
Yeah.
the world.
The Journey into the West.
Yeah, Journey into the West, kind of like that world of that, plus mm-hmm. modern era. Mm-hmm. That's basically what you get in the Dragon
Okay,
Ball.
All right. Yeah. So, see, the way you explain it, it sounds interesting. This movie was just garbage talent. Yeah. It doesn't make me feel like watching any Dragon Ball.
The unfortunate thing is this movie gives you no context as to who any of these characters are. Yeah. But once again, this is a movie for fans. Like, if the thing is, it's kind of still disappointing for fans because it's not like anything interesting. Because GT came out a while ago, and that's technically still canon. And GT is like past this point.
Mm-hmm.
GT is like when their kids have kids, you know? Mm-hmm. So the fact that, you know, you're kind of like stuck in this random middle place yeah. just to have a birthday party mm-hmm. kind of just is a little strange. But what I do see, or what I thought, was they're trying to bring it back into the kind of like comedy, like the
yeah,
beginning
it,
of it.
It seemed like when I watched it was just a nostalgia movie for nostalgia.
Yeah, yes. That's what it seemed
like. The only point was to bring those characters back and people go, oh, they grew up, you know, so whatever. Yeah. Okay, moving right along. Why are there Magikarp Pokemon in the fish tank?
That's a good question.
I was like, dude, Magikarp. It's not the same character designer as Pokemon at all, so what the hell? You don't know the answer to that?
I just assumed...
Somebody Google that.
I just assumed because someone out there was a fan of Magikarp. But also...
fucking Magikarp in that
tank. To be fair, those fish, the way that they draw fish is very much the same throughout. Like, Magikarp is not like some super crazy original design. Now, most of those flat fish are just like a stupid little big lips with like dead little eyes. Like, that's what all fish are in Japan.
I thought Magikarp. I was like, oh.
Crossover time. Yeah. So you also see in this picture that the cat guy, Lord Bejesus Beerus.
Beerus.
He lives in a fish tank, so that's great.
Beerus.
Okay,
under the sea.
So is Vegeta related to these guys, or does he just happen to look exactly the same?
No, he is technically related to everyone. He's the crown prince of
that planet,
of
right?
That planet.
Where the Saiyan people come from.
Yeah, it's okay. Planet Vegeta.
Oh.
And he's Vegeta of Vegeta.
Vegeta of Vegeta.
I knew this.
Why would his name be the same as a name? Like,
because he's the crown prince, so they named him Vegeta.
Like,
to
Obama
be
isn't named President... That's America.
Well, okay, that's because Obama wasn't born here. No, I actually know that he was.
Obama is the president of the planet Obama.
Yeah, planet. Exactly.
Yeah, but we don't call him America when we see him.
Yeah,
okay. So that's
literally just a preference of yours, like, you know. But let's say you owned a planet.
But I think Michelle's next question is the most important one that I also want to know.
So Vegeta just started talking, and I know this. I don't know what he sounds like in the Japanese dub. The Japanese version. I watched the dub because, you know, God bless, Jonathan's always trying to make us watch the dub. And I was doing it for him, and he's not even here. But why is Vegeta talk like a person who's kind of drunk and trying to speak British with a British accent but can't quite do it? Because I'm drunk, and I'm like, I'm British now. That's what I sound like. Why does he just have this, like, very wishy-washy
accent? He's not committed to it.
Does the whole royal family sound like that, or is it just him?
No, it's just him. It's just a voice that they did. Okay, so, you know, the cool thing is that, you know, they got all of the, for the most part, all of the original voice actors. So Vegeta's voice actor is Vegeta. Goku's mm-hmm. voice actor is Goku. And so they all sound the same, with the exception of a few of them. I don't really, is Gohan's voice the same? I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I guess that's up to chat to figure that one out. But the main characters, the voice actors are the same for the most part.
Uh-huh.
And so back then, when dubbing wasn't necessarily a great art, a fine-tuned art, but literally the only thing we had,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just did an interesting voice. I mean, okay, so if someone was like, so you're the prince of, like, this world of monkey people that, like, battle, like, and I just want, like, a voice, like a prince's voice. That's what I assume. That's how his casting went.
But, like, really mad all the time. Like, he's totally, like, tsundere style.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He has, like, a really crazy widow's peak that, like, really irritates him. But I want that to, like, perpetuate his whole life.
Cool. All right. So that answers that question. Also, what was brought up in this movie was very important, that the pig... the one pig is the little guy. He's not a large pig. He's a pig man.
He's a pig man.
Because he has. And I was like, why is this so important to the plot? Oh my God! Because the Lord Beerus challenges him to a rock paper scissors.
Yes. Because he's a but poor
is there,
dude.
But in this world, are there regular pigs and pigmen? Or
yes, just, there's regular pigs and pigmen.
Are there giant pigs who are
dinosaurs,
humanoids?
There's dinosaurs. There's dragons that talk. There's pterodactyls that are just like dudes.
Cool.
There's a dog, obviously, like one of the bad guys. Like one of the main bad guys, the little blue-haired guy. So little blue-haired guy and his little minions, like they are... In the first Dragon Ball, we're the worst guys. They're, like, basically neo-Nazis. That little blue dude is a little blue Hitler.
Oh!
I kid you not.
Great. What about Mr. Satan?
Mr. Satan.
It's Satan.
It's Satan. Oh, my Lord.
But, yeah, now I can't ask you that question.
one more noob question for you. So, the Dragon Balls... So what I know about Dragon Ball Z is that it's called Dragon Ball Z because they're trying to find out the Dragon Balls. I assume at some point during a million years of having the show that they found those fucking Dragon Balls, but they're just laying around. No, you can just get them together and everybody just make a wish whenever they want. Like, yeah. They're just laying around this house. No? Yes? What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah. No, they just...
So at some point, where do they find all of them?
So in the beginning, it used to be about a little boy and Bulma, who was like the girl... She's a girl genius. She was like, I think, 14 or something. And little pig dude... Who's a, like kind of a scam? He's like con man. He's like a con pig or whatever. And Krillin, and they go out and try to find the Dragon Ball. And the only thing that they had to find the Dragon Balls was a detector, right? But now,
well, I remember that.
Yeah,
actually.
But now they can instant teleport, so they can just figure out where it is. And I mean, they have to technically be there. But these are like dudes that like can blow up the Earth. They can just, like, demolish mountains. They fucking fly through the sky. They could probably, like, fly through the world in, like, a day or something. So, like, finding the Dragon Balls for them is basically just a chore.
All right.
So, Flavian Emmanuel says, tell us about the android turning human and marrying Krillin. What the fuck is that about?
I don't understand any of these words.
Okay, so what happens is there's a different arc. This is in the Cell arc. And... Android 17, 16, 17, and 18, they used to be humanoids. They used to be humans that were turned into androids.
Are they girls?
Superpower. No, there's two of them. There's a brother and sister and another dude.
Oh, okay.
And by the Red Ribbon Army, like a scientist of the Red Ribbon Army turned them into androids. And so, Krillin had a wish, and his wish from, I believe, Shenlong. I can't remember if it's Namekian Shenlong or not. Anyway, the point is he made a wish to turn Android 18 into a human and take out all the bombs in her body because their whole thing was that if someone tried to defeat them, they had a bomb that could destroy the world. Like, basically, it'll just demolish the world. So, you know, that was a point. And then, you know, I guess fell in love or whatever. Mm. They had the whole thing, yeah.
All right.
So that's the end of the quizzing here.
So... So I'll just get into my section real quick about the artwork in this movie. First of all, you know, for a nostalgia movie, I feel like they spent, like, all the money on fights and no money on anything else.
It's a shonen thing. Like, why would they not spend it on that?
Like, because, like...
Of course they would.
Okay, so this movie, like, it lost me within the first, like, 20 minutes. Like, I was so bored. And then I was just like, wait. I turned back around and looked at it, and I was like, wait, why did it get so shitty? So, like, I was watching part of it, and like, oh, they kept the kind of nostalgic look, and everything kind of looks the same, just, like, the colors are pumped up, and, like, the lines are nicer. And then I went back and looked at it, and I was like, fuck, this is super shitty now. Like, what happened? But then I watched it, and it was literally, like, really good, and then, like, just so bad.
Because anytime they're standing or, like, talking or trying to have a conversation, you just see their eyes just fucking float away. And, like, the one thing that really pisses me off about animation, especially, like, outsourced animation, is the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most simple things to do. It's you see some eyes, and you're like, do those eyes line up? Yeah. Yes? No? No? Fix them.
But then they like jump.
Yes. Yeah. And then
so
and then,
weird.
And it's like they're not even moving. The rest of their body's just standing still. But for some reason they have to make their eyes like do googly shit for some reason.
It was like to me, that was so hilarious.
Yeah.
I was like, where the fuck did they find these animators?
Like, and there's some dude sitting there being like, I guess good. the eyes are a little messed up, but it's fine. No one will notice this.
People are just like, nah, yeah. Nobody will notice.
And that is literally the one thing that we will all notice.
Because I just don't do that.
Oh, man.
Another the worst thing is when it's, like, not even just the pupils. So the pupils are annoying, sure. But it's when the whole eye is shifted, which is a problem in this particular... Bulma's eyes are like one's on top of her fucking forehead and the other's inside her skull.
It makes no sense.
And, like, I think... The worst part is that because it's so bad versus, like, the really good fights, like, the fight scenes are animated really well, and then, like, it's just so bad that it makes it worse because you notice it even more.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like even the lines and the coloring was, like, all shitty and off. Like, it reminded me of, like, do you remember, man, like, cartoons in the 80s? Like, Gem and, like... G.I. Joe or whatever.
Yeah, when sometimes, they didn't have any budget, that's what they did.
And sometimes, like, legs disappear and shit like that. Yeah. It was like that. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Look, I get that, and I get that everything runs on money, but for the love of God, this is a movie. This is a movie.
Theatrical release,
IMAX.
Can you imagine seeing those weirdo eyes in IMAX? So whenever those two bros start fighting and they start flying around the city, you see townspeople.
Yeah.
When you see those townspeople, they are basically circles little like slashes for eyes and like a little nose, and that's it. Their faces are terrifying.
They're just like, it looks like they've all had lobotomies. Yes. Like, they have no clue what the hell is going on.
But yeah, so that was art for me. I was like, what the hell?
But okay, to its credit, the animation for the fight scenes were pretty good.
Yes.
I like that. When he turns into, like, he first transforms into Super Saiyan God mode, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the effects are nice. The 3D was done pretty well.
When he turned to Super Saiyan mode, he lost all the shading on his face? Did anyone else notice? He had red hair, but then his face became this weird flat 2D thing. And I was like, did no one check this?
Well, the whole thing is, it's like, it's supposed to be like overblown. Look at it. Like, he's emitting his own lights, basically.
It looks like it's slightly shittier.
it's kind of weird because this is a dub.
That's not the worst, okay? Yeah, I can live with that.
That's pretty great, comparatively. But you have to also understand, the style that he has is very distinct. So even if it's not, like, you know, anatomically makes sense, whatever. But I thought it was weird that they mentioned, like, that he gets skinnier, too. Which he does. He gets, like, less bulky. Oh. But, like,
why?
In the dub, they mention it like it's a thing. Like, he doesn't get so skinny that you're like, oh, my God, he needs a fucking sandwich. Like, feed Goku a sandwich right now. He's a god, and he's quite hungry. It's feed like, Goku. There's, like, these weird things in the dub that just kind of, like, is a little jarring. And to me, I'm like, I wonder if was that intentional, or are they just filling time, you know? Though they did have
just a lip flap and they had a film.
They did have a really funny joke, though. I don't know if this is a part of it, where it's like they're all standing there and then Trunks flies over to them and the little samurai, the ninja dog, is like, why do you need to fly 25 feet? Like, that's like the best joke.
I thought the best joke was the end of the movie whenever they're like, okay, now they kind of go back to the birthday party. They're like, happy 40 whatever the birthday. And then, like, someone goes, oh, goddamn, that's old. Just like, no one's else moving. They just put it in. It was really awesome. Like, that's so old.
I have to say, though, like, watching this dub, because I rarely watch stuff in dub, like, it made it that much, like, funnier for me because the voice acting is so over the top. Like, it's so over the top.
It has to be, yeah.
But that's the traditional Dragon Ball. You know, that's how they've always made it, and it makes it...
traditional Dragon Ball.
Yeah, it makes it very... Look, it has a legacy, you know? That's like, if you were, like, 5 or 10 in the 90s, like, this is basically what you watched, you know? This is one of the first syndicated, like, overseas animes to have ever, like, existed with dub and everything. So the fact that, like, you know... Anyone in my generation, if they're a dude, knows Dragon Ball.
All right. Whatever.
We have love for it, okay? This is just a bad representation. This is not represented.
All right. Okay.
So we're going to move into a segment where Max quizzes me and Michelle on Dragon Ball stuff.
Yes.
I don't know. We have no idea what we're going to do.
It's the DBZ Trivia Bonanza. Woo! Okay. So, I've prepared a series of hard, gauntlet-like questions for literally someone who has never seen Dragon Ball Z.
Wait, wait, don't tell me.
But if you've seen even a little bit of Dragon Ball Z, you might know it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Saw the movie.
All right.
All right. First question.
Should they go? Are we going to switch or do we both answer?
No, you both answer.
Oh, okay. All right.
I need a pen. Does anyone have a pen? I want to mark these. Oh, my God. I want points. No. I want points.
Here, I'll just keep track of my hands. Okay. I have hands. Go on.
All right. Which of these isn't an inspiration for Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball
names? Isn't or is?
Is not.
It's not. Okay.
Okay. A, various sauces. Hey, don't answer, chat. They have to answer first. B, vegetables. C, slugs. D, Japanese prime ministers. E, all of the above.
Oh, my God.
What? Wait, what was the question?
Which of these
is not an inspiration for Dragon Ball Z names. And you know that there is, because you guys must
wait,
get
what are A and B again?
A is various sauces. Various sauces. B is vegetables. C is slugs. D is Japanese prime ministers. E is all of the above.
D.
I'm going to go with Japanese prime ministers.
Yeah. Prime ministers.
That was an easy one.
Okay, so we went about 1 point.
I almost said sauces, okay?
Okay, so we're 1-1.
So, okay, I'm typing all right. The score.
So, I have little factoids, too, because I don't want this to just be boring. All right? So, there's a dude named Salsa. Salsa Thousands Nays, which is from mayonnaise. And he is from...
Oh, no, we got that.
Cooler Squad, who is Frieza's brother.
Frieza.
and slugs are Namekians. They're based off slugs and frogs.
More than one kind.
Great. And obviously the vegetables are obvious because Kakarots and Vegeta. His name is basically vegetable.
Got it.
All right. You did a good job. Yeah, round of applause for you. All
right, question two.
Question two. How many Super Saiyan forms are there?
Oh, fuck.
A, 2. B, 3. C, 4. D, 5. E, over 9,000.
5. What do you think?
4.
There are 5.
Yeah! Okay, I've got one more point now.
Yeah.
Look at my point system.
Well, technically there's 6. And I totally... I might have messed that up a little bit, but technically it doesn't count because in this movie it doesn't have. But...
Okay.
It's Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan 2, Super Saiyan 3, which I described to you, Super Saiyan 4, where he turns red and into a monkey...
Then what happens at 5?
At 5 is...
He turns his head up.
God mode.
Oh!
God mode is 5, but Super Saiyan God technically is also a part of that, so it's technically 6.
Good lord.
But you still didn't guess it, so that's good lord. Point.
God damn.
All right. This all at right. least feels like a Not My Job quiz session from NPR.
Okay, speaking of over 9,000, is it true or false?
What?
True. It's over 9,000.
Is it?
Yes. True. I don't know. True.
False.
I feel like. No!
Fuck you, Max!
That's such a loaded question. Everybody quotes that shit all the time. We don't know.
Correct. Originally, the line is it's over 8,000.
What? We've been saying it wrong, internet.
Yeah. In the dub, they say over 9,000.
Why?
So technically, that's a mistranslation. I don't know. The history of it is a little vague. I personally think it just doesn't roll off the tongue as well. It's like.
Oh my god, dub.
Yeah.
Krillin said 7. There's fusion.
Fusions don't count because you're already going
fusions
Super
don't
Saiyan.
Count.
You're just being, that's just like combining two things to do the same thing. It doesn't really, that doesn't technically count.
All right. Yeah. So we both got 0 for that one.
Yeah. All right. So which of these is false? Krillin has a daughter, A. B, Krillin dies by turning into chocolate. C, Krillin was at one point Goku's rival. D, Destructo Disc is Krillin's signature move. And E, Krillin marries Android 17.
I don't know what any of those fucking words mean. I'm going to guess the one about chocolate. It sounds random.
Do you want me to repeat?
Yes, please answers? Repeat them.
All right, which of these is false? A, Krillin has a daughter. B, Krillin dies by being turned into chocolate. C, Krillin was at one point Goku's rival. D, Destructo Disc is Krillin's signature move. And E, Krillin marries Android 17.
I'm going to go with chocolate.
You're going to go with chocolate?
Yeah.
False.
Damn it.
Was it the Destructo Disc?
Nope.
What was it?
Destructo Disc is a signature move. He marries Android 18.
We don't know what it is. I don't even know one Android in this movie.
Yeah.
That was a trick question, because I was like, well, he marries an Android.
Hey, I didn't want to make it easy for you, okay?
So we're definitely getting at least a C on this paper. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to get an F. I got 1 point.
So, the world champ, Mr. Satan, goes by a different name in the American series. What is it? A, Mr. Afro. B, Muscle. C, Hercule. D, Borat. Or E,
C, Hercule.
All of the above. Damn it.
I knew that one.
Oh, I didn't even go. I'm going to hit that one, too. Yes.
I had to change the question because I didn't know if you knew him as a Hercule or Mr. Satan. And then you said Mr.
Both.
Satan, so I had to change the question right on the fly.
I knew both. This is what having brothers is like.
You got to wait till we both answer. To really
answer. I'm sorry. You're right. I apologize.
All right. How many more are there?
There's like five more.
Okay.
I didn't want it to be a short quiz. Who is this?
Oh, so I don't. Just can we say this word out loud? I don't think we can say this word.
This has come up in discussions about racist portrayals in Japanese anime.
Indeed. Why do you think I picked it?
Do we have to guess like what he does or like his name?
Nope, his name. All you need to do is figure out his name. Don't actually look at any of the files. I didn't check to see if his name was on there or not. Give me that.
Is it? I didn't look. Is it something really racist that I can't say on air?
It's your guess. It's your guess. There's no
genie and Aladdin combined. Gelatin.
don't try to say ghetto genie. All right, that's not gonna work. I mean, that's what you guess.
I feel like it's a super racist name.
Just make up a funny one instead.
Okay, so super racist name, and what's your guess?
Gelatin.
Gelatin.
Genie plus Aladdin. Okay.
Oh, somebody in chat said it. God dang.
It's Mr. Popo.
How are we going to guess that? We can't guess that out of nowhere.
I don't know. His name is Mr. Popo.
He was not like dressed like a policeman. Or...
I mean, it's not like he's a pretty famous character.
If I had cheated and read what Gregory Castillo said in chat, I would have guessed it.
This is what we're missing out on?
But I like Gelatin. I like Gelatin. Gelatin is a good name.
Gelatin it is.
Genie in the hood.
It's Popo.
Yeah, so it's kind of a racist character, as you can tell. But he's supposed to be a genie. I don't think there's any sort of racial connotation behind him.
Yeah, you say that, but then you look at the picture.
I do also say that, yeah. All right, so question number 6. In the series, there are two animals that can transform. What are they?
Ugh.
A, frog and a pig. B, dog and man. C, cat and a pig. D, crab and a cat. E,
fuck,
dinosaur and man.
This is so hard.
So these things can transform into other things.
Yes. These two are known for being able to transform into anything.
It's definitely monkey and man.
Say them again, Max.
A, frog and pig. B, dog and man. C, cat and pig. D, crab and a cat. Or E, dinosaur and man.
Oh, the second was dog and man, not monkey and man?
Yeah. Okay. No, the second one is dog and man.
Shit. Dog and man or dinosaur and man?
God, now I'm stuck between those two as well.
Dog and man. Dog and man.
I'll go with dinosaur and man.
It's actually a cat and a pig.
God damn it. Fucking say the people get tired of goddamn monkeys.
So in the movie, that pig that you saw doing rock, paper, scissors can transform.
He's a little bitch.
And there's that. I don't know if they showed the little cat, but Yamcha has a little cat, and his name is Puar.
Whatever, no one cares.
And in the original Dragon Ball Z series, they transform into stuff. Like, they transform into scissors or whatever and cut off Goku's tail when he goes into monkey mode.
Christ!
Like that. So, yeah.
It's brutal.
Good job, chat. This game is jokes.
Chat,
yes, it
you guys
is.
Are like, you guys are getting all these answers.
I told you, this is literally only for them. Anyone that has even seen 4 episodes would definitely know at least half of these. All right.
So,
is the first Dragon Ball, in the first Dragon Ball, what is the first thing they wish for with the Dragon Balls? A, panties. B, to revive Yamcha. C, world domination. D, to touch boobies. And E, revive Goku.
Touch boobies.
Oh, it's either Yamcha or Goku. I feel like Goku found them, or did Bulma find them? Oh my god, what a waste of wishes. Revive Goku. Yamcha. No, no, no! Goku's. It's the first one.
It is panties.
I knew it was something perverted. Yeah.
You're close. It wasn't touching boobies. So the one that makes it is actually the pig, Oolong. And remember that little blue binge guy when I told you he was like some weird Hitler guy?
Yeah.
Well, he finds the Dragon Balls first, and he wants to wish for world domination. And so Oolong runs over, and he just makes something off the top of his head to like basically make the wish and then make them scatter all over the place. Panties is what it is.
See, I knew it was something perverted.
Yeah. You're close. It could have been touching boobies. Who knows? So what is Vegeta's signature move? A, Kamehameha.
Charging.
B, Big Bang Attack. C, Kegel Punch. D, Special Beam Cannon. And E, Bad Touch.
Bad Touch?
Wait, this is Vegeta?
Vegeta.
Well, it's not the Kamehameha one because that's the Goku's.
That's Goku's, yeah.
I'm going to go with the Cannon one.
Wait, say the other ones again. Not the Kamehameha.
Big Bang Attack, Kegel Punch, Special Beam Cannon, and Bad Touch.
I'll go with Kegel Punch.
No!
That's absolutely not Kegel Punch. It's very clear it's not that. Why just give that up like that?
Because I have no idea what could be.
Do you not know what Kegels are?
No, I don't.
We'll talk about this after the show. Okay. We can't do this on air. Good lord.
But basically, it is actually B, Big Bang Attack.
So we have gotten nothing right since, like, no way, like, number one.
We're tied 2-2. How many questions have we gone through?
We've gone through 8 questions.
Okay.
Now.
So we got 20% so
right.
far.
Good job.
Neck and neck. Let's go.
All right. The fusion dance is when two characters fuse to become one powerful character.
Yeah.
Which characters have fused before? A, Piccolo and Krillin. B, Goku and Vegeta. C, Goten and Trunks. D, Supreme Kai and
Goten
Kabuto.
And Trunks. Goten and Trunks, wait.
Wait. E, all of the above.
E.
Oh, is it E? I don't know.
I think it's E. Pick answer.
I'll just go with Goten and Trunks.
I throw a lot of trick questions out there.
Yeah, I'll just go with Goten and Trunks because I know Gotenks is a thing.
It is E. It's all of the above.
Shit! Because they talk about, in this crappy movie, they talk about Goku and Vegeta.
Goku and Vegeta fuse, Supreme Kai and Kabuto fuse, and Goten and Trunks fuse, and Piccolo and Krillin technically fuse. They try to fuse, and then Akira Toriyama had made a hypothetical version of them. That was actually Hardy. I actually don't think a lot of people got it. That's really subjective,
Michelle's in the lead with 3 points.
Yeah!
Last question.
So sad. All right. Could be a tie.
Who is the weakest character of the group of Dragon Ball fighters?
Akira Toriyama.
Is not even one of them. He's not. He's a real person. A, Yamcha. B, Yamcha. C, Yamcha. Aww, D, Yamcha. Or easy. E, Yamcha.
I thought you'd be all of the above. I'll pick Yamcha for the win. Yay.
Yeah.
I mean, I win by 1 point.
Michelle's won by 1 point.
Michelle wins by 1 point.
The score was 4-3.
Good job.
I won by that last, the above question. So
it's
we,
because I was trying to play risky and guess.
You did a good job.
I thought Gelatin was going to win it, but nope, here I am.
No Gelatin, guys. No Gelatin.
Awesome.
I feel like I've learned a lot today about Dragon Ball.
There's a lot to learn. You know, there's like... like I said, a really huge history and a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically one of, like, the shonen mangas that really created, like, the shonen manga genre.
Mm-hmm.
You know the trope of battling and getting better levels?
Mm-hmm.
That is basically what Dragon Ball has thrown into the mythos. Yeah,
I think I remember one time when I was like, oh, I'm going to try to watch Dragon Ball one more time. And it was just an episode where one of the guys was in a little ball in space just charging up. The whole episode was just him in space.
It was because he was gravity training.
I remember watching it with, like, my cousins and my brothers. And there was, like, when they were fighting in the arenas. And the entire fucking episode was just them talking about how this guy was leveling up. Or, like, oh, what's going to happen next? Nothing happened.
Well, because they had one more episode of charging up to do. And that's actually, unfortunately, a part of the, I guess, because, you know, fillers, they don't need fillers. They need to cover at least, like, 24 episodes. And so they definitely milk a lot of things to try to, like, fill in the time and the gap. And so that's why those things became ridiculously longer than they should have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because obviously in the manga, they're not charging up for 20 pages. They're just charging
Aren't they,
up
though?
For,
Aren't
no,
they?
No, they have one big spread. And the other one, then
like,
he's finally
and
done.
And time passes, all we have to say in the corner.
I mean, to be fair, they do have, like, you know, when they're, like, charging and they're, like, their little, like, stress, like, their veins pop out a little bit more and then more and more and more and they eventually, like, pop into a Super Saiyan. So, you know, yeah. So hopefully you enjoyed it.
All right. So then let's rate this movie.
Let's rate this movie.
I don't want to. So seems unfair.
I will start. I give this movie, I'll give it a 1 because I did laugh at all the dumb shit that happened and the bad animation, a 1.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to give it a 1 too, but based on that and also because if you are really a real Dragon Ball Z fan, you don't even have to watch this movie to like live your life. Yeah. Like you've not missed
this
anything.
This movie was worthless.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to rate it anything, I'd probably give it like a 2. Because the whole thing is like presented it as a movie. I remember they had like a showing at the Egyptian and like they tried to make it a whole big thing and it wasn't a big thing. And I feel like it's kind of a lie. I did like seeing all the characters again. It was very nostalgic or whatever, but you could have, if I had paid money to watch that, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be so mad. And it just goes to show like, you know, they want to try to bring all of this back. And it's kind of like Sailor Moon. Like this new series has the same problem of like it's very much people trying to make money off of the thing without putting any love into it or money apparently, and the animation is terrible and the art is like totally ganky and weird and you know, like it sucks because recently Akira Toriyama even said how disappointed he was with the series.
Oh, burn!
Whoa, such a burn!
Burn from the master.
I mean, this is a movie based on a chunk of a series.
So I take it back. Akira Toriyama is not the weakest character.
No, he is not. He is not.
Very good. Very well done. Right.
Well, we have like 4 minutes left.
We should talk briefly about that. Next week, we got invited to see the premiere of the
Boy and the Beast.
Boy and the Beast.
So thank you for that, Funimation.
Yeah. Thanks, Funimation. We will be watching that and reviewing it next week.
Yeah, so next Wednesday, same bad time, same bad channel. We'll probably have a Jonathan over here somewhere.
Yeah.
And then also this weekend is ALA.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, which has been referred to as a small convention. It's small, but I guess they moved to Ontario for some reason.
It's because the Hilton wasn't enough lobby, apparently.
Yeah.
So
Max will be there on Saturday. I'll be there on Sunday. If you guys want to stop by and say hi, you may well be there on, I don't know, Sunday or something.
Maybe Sunday.
And then
if you recognize me.
Yeah, and then actually the week after that, Yume and I will be in Japan for 2 weeks. So we will be gone for 3 episodes, and Jonathan and Max will be at the helm.
Hello.
Doing fun stuff.
Indeed. So we will definitely figure that out. Yeah. Definitely check back in because I know the boy and the wolf.
The boy and the beast.
The boy and the beast.
It's not a wolf, it's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear. Did you not Google it?
The boy and the beast is apparently supposed to be is a pretty big movie.
Yeah, same team as Summer Wars, I believe.
Yeah. So, you know, if you really like Summer Wars.
Studio Madhouse, right?
Yeah. I think so.
So everyone go watch it and then come watch our review.
Yeah,
or vice versa.
Come watch our review the night right after we watch it.
Yeah, and then we can tell you whether to watch it or not.
Yeah.
And it won't be, you know, Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
So.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We are facebook.com/otakumovieanatomy.
Yep.
And we'll see you guys. Oh, we should do our sign off.
Oh, yeah, my sign off. I'm Maxwell Song. You can find me on Twitter and social media at superattacku. With the super attack with you at the end.
Perfect. And you will find me, I'm Chubby Bunny Michelle, at I Am Chubby Bunny on all social media, including the Instagrams.
Ooh. And you can find me everywhere on the internet as at Yuma Ninja. And I just want to thank every single person who is in chat tonight trying to help me and Michelle.
You guys are super loud. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next week. Fare thee well.
Goodbye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.